Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Jessica Shelburne. She is the State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Jessica, this week we've been talking about a ballot initiative that all of us are going to have to decide on the expansion of Medicaid, and are learning the price tag attached to it. And so we really do have concerns. Some states have a work requirement for Medicaid expansion. Is that something that Nebraska can do?
Yes, some states have implemented a work requirement for the expanded population. With the way the ballot initiative was written for Nebraska, we cannot require anything of the expanded population that we do not require of the traditional population. That can be changed through the legislature, but it takes 33 votes. And anyone who follows the legislature knows that getting to 33 is incredibly difficult. So I would say no, that is not something Nebraska can look at.
Well, as we look at other states, I know you'd mentioned to me Oregon. I mean, 3-4 years into their experience of expanding Medicaid, I mean, they were scratching to find money. What happened in Oregon?
Well, they had more enrollees than they anticipated, and the cost went soaring, and they were looking to fill a budget gap of $328 million in 4 years. And they're not the only state. Ohio, in 2015, was spending more on Medicaid than on higher education and criminal justice combined.
That is concerning. I would think the University of Nebraska would be concerned. Where are we going to get monies? Are we going to have to take monies from there?
If you look at Nebraska's expenditures as a state, our number one is Medicaid and state aid to individuals. Number two is TEOSA, or aid to K-12 schools. Our third expenditure is to the governor's agency and code agencies. And fourth is the University of Nebraska. So when I look at our budget, the first real pool of money that we have that we can take from is the university's budget.
When Medicaid was first established, it was really to serve the most vulnerable in our state. And so tomorrow we're going to continue the conversation. Because of all of the expansion that's happened in the nation, are there other ways that we can serve the most vulnerable? Thanks for being with us today, Jessica.